This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with owner and artist Rose Hubbard of the Jefferson Street Studio and Gallery in Morton, Illinois. The studio is participating in First Fridays tonight. Rose, it's so good to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Rose, can you tell us a little bit about the gallery itself? How did you get started, and what's been the response from the community?
Well, I guess it was 2012. I had been painting in my home forever. I've always been an artist and always had space in my home. But I thought it would be nice to have a studio out where the public can come in and see my work, see what's new on the easel, and perhaps purchase one of those paintings. And this little house came on the market. It's directly across the street from Eli's, which is a very popular local coffee shop. And I thought that would be a great space. And it has a lot of nice space for studio, but also for the gallery space. And that's how I got started.
Now, you're not the only artist who's in residence there. There are three of you altogether?
Yes. Yes. There's myself, Kelly Scarf, and Connie Andrews. Both of them are also from Morton.
And you use parts of the house for exhibit space. So it's not just
right. The
three of you with your studios there. You've mm-hmm. also got exhibitions, or you've got works on display by about a dozen artists altogether.
Yeah, we have 13 artists altogether, counting myself. They're all local artists, minus three what I would call regional artists.
And I'm just curious, does mm-hmm. that create for some interesting interactions, considering that your studios are in what used mm-hmm. to be bedrooms and yours used to be a kitchen, and then
right.
the exhibit space used to be a living room?
Right. It's the living room, dining room is the gallery space. And these extra rooms in the back and the kitchen are our studios. And it is very nice. It's, you know, we come and go and we hear each other coming and going. We chit-chat a little bit, but we try to get to work. But, you know, it's nice. We share a lot of information and, you know, it's a nice, I don't see I'm losing it now. It's just kind of a nice get-together. You know, we kind of share, like I said, we share information, kind of bounce things off each other. We get opinions from each other. We ask for critiques, and it's all very good.
So, Rose, how important is it for a working artist to be able to have a separate workspace outside of their home?
Oh, I think it's very important. I think working in your home is nice, too. I can't say that it's not. It's very private. But I think to be out, to get and be able to interact with the public and have them come in and see what you're doing, that's all good. I think it's especially good to have a space with other artists so that you can share information. We actually have tried to get together at times and have like a little meeting and encourage each other to – a lot of us work in different venues. I mean, the artist, Kelly Scarf, she is an abstract artist, and I'm definitely landscape representational, completely different art. But we try to encourage each other to, you know, enter different shows and to check out different competitions, that types of thing, you know, just to help. And then we also bounce critiques off each other that are very helpful, too.
So it becomes a collaborative creative space
right.
in some senses.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah.
And can you talk a little bit about some of what you have going on First Friday? I know
yeah.
that some other studios, they'll open up the artist spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Some will give demonstrations. What will you have on the agenda for tonight?
Well, for tonight, we don't have a featured artist, but we often do. What we like to do is have an artist who's not necessarily represented in the gallery all the time, because the gallery is small and I don't have a lot of space for as many artists as I would like to have. But what I like to do is have a featured artist, and we hang their show up for maybe a month to 2 months. And on First Fridays, we have our artist opening for them for that night. But tonight, we don't have a featured artist, but we just have a lot of new work in the gallery by the artists that we already represent.
Rose, we were speaking earlier, and you mentioned that every June you make a sojourn up to Door County and
yes.
sell much of your work up there.
Uh-huh.
How important is it for local residents to know that we have artwork right here produced by local artists? You don't need to go to Door County to
right.
to have that type of experience.
Yes, it is important. I think sometimes people feel that we don't have art here, and we do. We have a lot of art. Especially, I'd say in the last 10 years, it seems like it's really opened up in this area. And I do take my paintings to a gallery in Door County, and I've had a local woman that came in and purchased one of my paintings that was intended to go up to Door County, and she says that every year they go up there. She knew the gallery that I deal with up there, and she ended up buying the painting before it went up. So I think that it is good for people to learn, to know, and look around, and that you've got some very interesting art and artists that are creating in this area.
Let's talk a little bit about your work. You were saying that you're a landscape artist, and and most of your work is very... It's very literal. It's very depictive. It's not particularly abstract. I mean, what inspires you? Why did you choose this form, this medium, and these subjects?
I'm not sure why. I just know it's what speaks to me. And when I'm driving and going down the highway or whatever, if I'm out and about, I see the land, the way the light is, the time of day, the weather conditions. I find it all very moody, and it speaks to me, and I just feel a need to try to recreate that on the canvas.
And are you literally trying to recreate landscapes that you have seen, or is a lot of this imagined, like, oh, this would be a good place to put a hill, that sort of thing?
It definitely takes a life of its own. I tend to use a landscape or something that I see to begin with, but the painting kind of takes off on its own, and I just go with it, how it feels like, I don't try to depict exactly what I see. I don't try to copy it, and I'm really more trying to get the mood that I'm feeling from this landscape. That's what I'm trying to get on the canvas.
You'd mentioned before that since the gallery has opened, there's been a little bit of involvement with the high school or the grade school students.
Yes.
Can you describe that a little bit for our listeners?
Yeah, it's been great. One of our artists, Kelly Scarf, is actually on the Morton School Board. And I like to say that I think she was very instrumental in getting some really great art programs going at the high school and junior high. I feel that that's true. But the art teachers have both, from the junior high and the high school, have brought their art students down on a field trip to the gallery. Almost every semester we have a group or two that comes through, and it's great. The kids love it. I love talking to them. And usually the project is that the students are to find one piece of art in the gallery that they really find interesting, and they will write a paper about that piece of art and what they think it means. I'm not sure exactly what the project is, but the kids seem very much into it, and it seems like they've learned a lot. And I have a lot of students that come back later when school's out. They'll come back on a Saturday or something to visit the gallery again. I've seen them bring their parents in to show them pieces of art that they thought were interesting. So I think it's really good.
And it gives them a chance to engage with a working artist in their hometown, which is really remarkable.
Yeah.
I know that Kelly... the other artist you have in residence grew up in Morton, spent some of her youth in Morton, and perhaps that's part of this hope, too, that we'll be bringing up the next generation of artists that invest back into the community.
Yes, I think so, too. It's great.
You were saying that you've been in this gallery for about the last 4 years now. Are you getting now to the point where the community is aware that the gallery is out there, or are you still getting a lot of, that house, I didn't realize that you had an artist studio there?
Right. I do get a lot of that still. And I maybe have not been as good at getting the advertising out there, but I am an artist, so I'm really more interested in painting. But I do get a lot of that. A lot of the people that come into the gallery I find are from out of state or at least out of town, maybe visiting family, and it's kind of something interesting to do. They'll go to the coffee shop, and maybe because they're off, off work or whatever, they are out looking for something interesting to do, and they come to the gallery. But I do get a lot of, the locals too, but it's been taking a little while to get that message out. So.
And what kind of crowd do you get for the first Friday events? Is it mostly people from Morton? Are you drawing in people from East Peoria, from Washington, Eureka?
Yeah, I think our biggest crowds, they come from all over. I think when we have a featured artist, we get a larger crowd, family and friends from the artist.
Yeah. Among artists, the term studio is understood, what it means. Mm-hmm. But perhaps outside of the artistic world, people might not understand what exactly an artist studio is.
Yeah.
If you could describe, for example, what your working space looks like in the gallery, what would it be?
Yeah. Well, it's a mess. Some people tell me they think my studio is very neat and clean, but I don't think so. But I think all of us, we have everything we need right near us. You know, we have all of our brushes, you know, tons of brushes and paint. Everything is so close. Everything's very convenient, and you just don't want to stop that flow of creativity. Mm-hmm. It's extra special if you've got a sink. Is that crazy? It's to have something like that in the studio is really nice, you know, for cleaning your brushes, all that. But it is just your working studio, and you have everything. I think every artist has their own idea of what would be the perfect working space, and we're never happy. It's never perfect, you know, but it's, you know, it's close, and it's good enough, and it's nice to have a place to go where there's not interruptions. You're not going to, you know, stop that flow of creativity. You just keep working. And, it's really great to have a space like that. And I think people that work from home, it's good, too, but it's nice to be away from the laundry and the telephone and the things that you feel like you should be running to the grocery store instead. You're more in that mode instead of just really concentrating on your work.
That's Rose Hubbard from the Jefferson Street Studio and Gallery in Morton. They're hosting an open house in conjunction with First Fridays tonight from 5 to 9 o'clock. Rose, thank you so much for being with us.
No, thank you for having me.
Take a trip to Texas as Conklin's Players presents Greater Tuna, with performances tonight, tomorrow at 7 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m. at Five Points, Washington. This tour de force of quick-change comedy features two actors playing 22 characters. For more information and tickets, visit fivepointswashington.org.
And a couple of concerts coming up at Bradley University. Peoria Lunaire, the faculty chamber ensemble, performs a concert of modern music, including works by student composers, Monday night at 7:30. Then on Tuesday night, the department's early music ensemble, Collegium Musicum, offers its spring concert. Both of those performances are at the Dingeldine Music Center.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can go to our website to hear an extended version of this interview. That's at PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website. That's at PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.